Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, angels. Welcome back to my channel and welcome to the back seat of my car. I tried to find a good place to film. The sun was not working with me. Yada, yada, yada. You guys don't care. But before we jump right into this video, I want you guys to follow me on Instagram, which will be right here. And also do not forget to subscribe to this channel. Last night, guys, we hit 80K and I was actually on while it happened and I was so speechless. I literally started crying again on live. It was just crazy to me. It was absolutely inexplicable. And I'm just so grateful for all the support that you guys have given me and that you are showing me. I am forever grateful. So I just want you guys to know that. Of course, make sure your post notifications are turned on because as you guys know, I am uploading every day. So I don't want you guys to miss out on this good content. Without further ado, let's jump right into this video. So as you guys can see from the title, if he doesn't want you, he will use you. Aisha, what do you mean? Let me explain. Men master compartmentalize. I've said this time and time again. It's easy for us as women to confuse intimacy for like and love, right? Because that's normally what we do when we like or we love someone. That is our way of expressing that to that individual. But here's the thing, men do not need to like or love you in order to be intimate with you because it's a physiological need. You can just simply be good enough to bang. And that's just that. Men are simply hardwired this way. So an interesting and scientific fact is that the back part of a male brain is dominant in perception and the front part of a male brain is dominant in action. So ideally, they'll stick with an idea until or situation until it's just played out or they come to the realization on their own. I hope that makes sense. Let's just talk about some circumstances in which men compartmentalize and maybe using you as the benefit, because there's no such thing as friends with benefits, because we are the benefit and they're benefiting off of being intimate with you and they are the friend. There is no other benefit. You ever seen a situation where a guy will be with what we call like a butterface girl, where that means everything about her is good looking, but her face? I mean, come on. I mean, it might sound weird. It might sound mean. It might sound harsh, but at the end of the day, it's the truth. You know, in life, not everyone is deemed as attractive. And yes, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but some people are just less attractive than others. Some people are what I define as obviously pretty, to where anyone pretty much thinks that that person is a good looking person. So in this case, if someone is with a butterface, they are benefiting off of using their body. And they don't care that they don't like or love this girl because at the end of the day, they're not trying to be her boyfriend. And also, they're not trying to wife her up in any way. As we all know, men are also capable of being in a full-blown relationship and still cheating. And on top of that, to add insult to injury, not even be remorseful. Now, why is that? I once heard this guy tell me before that he loves his wife, but if he actually had to be with her for the rest of his life, meaning only be intimate with her, he wouldn't stay. And he said he was perfectly capable of cheating on his wife and going back home to her and loving her because he already knows who he wants to spend the rest of his life with. But sexually, he just cannot commit to one woman. So that tells us a bunch of things. Obviously, he's compartmentalizing, okay, my wife is here, but I'm gonna do something that makes her seem like she's here. And I'm gonna go cheat on her, essentially, and I'm not gonna have remorse about it because I know who I actually wanna be with. I know who I chose to marry. But for, you know, we as women, it's just like, how do you respect me? How can you say that you love me if this is what you're doing? Men obviously don't view it that way. Their emotions and, you know, their compartmentalization is just, everything is in its own little box. Guys are capable of staying with a woman for years and years and years. And unfortunately, you know, if that person is your boyfriend and he's with you for years and years and years, of course you're not exempt from infidelity. But even worse, if you are someone that's not in a relationship and you've been in a situationship for years with someone, and then he's conditioned you to accept his ways and then has the audacity to actually guilt trip you into feeling sad whenever you want to mention that you want something more. You have these come to God moments where you are like, oh, I know I deserve more. Like, I deserve better. Like, you know, I've only been with you. I've been faithful to you. And you still won't even make anything official. And then here he goes, you know, using whatever it is to manipulate you, whether that's your age, you know, sweetie, you know, I really love you. I have love for you. I have done things for you, but you know how I am. And then he knows he got you by now. So he knows to you, he's been doing whatever he, you know, wanted to do from the jump. So he knows that you are either going to do one or two things. He's giving you a passive aggressive ultimatum. Either you put up with what I've been doing because you've been rocking with me for how long, or you leave. And if you leave, it's not going to make me a difference because I was never just with you anyway. And boom, just like that, he checks off that box. If you decide to leave, do you think he's gonna hit you up and say, hey, really miss you, just wanna see how you're doing? If he ever even does that, it's probably because his roster's running low or he's really bored. Don't misread situations and give them more meaning than they actually have. I think that's the worst thing that we can do as women. You know, guys will rotate multiple girls within a week, even worse, in a day. I've seen it before. I've heard of instances where a guy will literally sleep with one girl, she leaves in the morning, boom, the next chick comes over, 6 o'clock p.m., like rotating them out, like it is absolutely nothing. And I can imagine what that does to your ego or how that, you know, makes you feel, because it is a hurtful thing, you know? No one is invincible to getting their feelings hurt, but understand that's just how they think. Because to them, it's just, that's not my girlfriend, that's not my wife. Any category other than a commitment, it's easy for guys to really just let you go. And I'm being so serious. Having love for you doesn't count, okay? Any compartment that is not in the wife compartment or the girlfriend compartment, you will easily get left. I mean, seriously. And I think that what we do to kind of cope with that pain is, you know, when a person experiences some sort of serious rejection, because as human beings, we don't like rejection. When we think that we're going to fail at something or there's the potential of being rejected, what we do in our brains is we minimize the significance of the situation or the event and become passive and act like, oh, we didn't really care about it anyway. For instance, when it comes to relationships, if your friends are, you know, kind of telling you like, girl, come on, like, you know, he's playing you, like, you should be married by now. Like, you have been wasting your time with this man for like 5 years and he's not even doing anything with you. And you're just like, honestly, it's not even that serious because we're still young. Or if you guys are young or if the person's older, it's like, well, you know, it doesn't even matter because he's been through a lot of things and this works for us right now. And to be honest, I don't even really want a relationship right now anyway. You don't? Okay. Then why are you crying at night? Why do you cry over him? Why do you cry to him? Why do you feel things so emotionally and deeply to your core if you really don't want to be in a relationship with this man? Let me tell you something. Stop lying to yourself, because that's one of the worst things you could do. It is not fundamentally normal, stereotypically, for a woman to just give her body away to someone in hopes of not attaining a relationship in the end. Come on with the lies and deceit. You know better. No woman is going to sleep around, and hope that nothing comes out of it anyway. Girl, who are you fooling? Yourself. So it's important to actually be truthful, be authentic to ourselves, and stop trying to put on this mask of pretending to not care. Baby, you care. Honey, you care. Sweetie, you care. And you know, I do consider myself to be an empath. So when I do these videos and you guys see how passionate I am, you know, just even in my body language, like, it makes me so emotional sometimes to the point of tears, where I feel so sad reading the stuff that you guys send to me, because it's just so heartbreaking, the different things that you guys go through. And I haven't even been through half of those things. And it's just so hurtful. And that's why what I promote on my channel, and what I will always continue to promote, is and raise awareness to, is this whole dating game. Because we cannot fall victim nor prey to any of these things anymore. And the more confident you are in yourself, the more you build yourself up, the more you know, okay, you are able to handle situations, you are more equipped to handle situations better. That's what I want to do. I don't want to hold you guys down in anything. My responsibility here that I've taken upon myself is I teach you guys these things, and I set you guys free to do, you know, with it what you will. That's my obligation, I feel. And you know, so just be careful when guys are using reverse psychology. Oh, what is reverse psychology? Well, here's an example. You know, sweetie, I'm not looking to sleep with you. Listen, there's no rush with this. Listen, I'm not in any rush. You know, it's summertime now. Let's just enjoy the summer. Let's just, you know, take things slow. AKA code for, there's no way I'm actually going to be in a relationship with you, babe. It's actually summer. But what I would like is, you can certainly come over my house. We can totally bang if you want. And then on top of that, well, they want to gaslight you. Look, sweetie, you're gorgeous. You can get any guy that you want. Okay? So I'm not even going to try and, you know, do what everyone else does and say the same old thing as everyone else. And what this does in our brain psychologically is it translates to us as, wow, someone that actually doesn't want to bang me, or at least bang me like right now. And what does it do? Next thing you know, you are completely disarmed. Bingo. Now you let your guard down. Now you don't know what angle this clown is attacking you from, and he got you. Oh yeah, trust and believe, these things happen. These scenarios are very real, okay? Very real. And the smarter the man, which it totally sucks because I love it. I love to be intellectually stimulated, not manipulated, but stimulated. The more privy they are to, you know, that sort of, you know, manipulation. But it works for me, because being with someone like that, because I also consider myself to be very intelligent. So I can see through a lot of things and, you know, the pointless banter here and there. Obviously I'm not invincible. There are still things that I probably need to learn. I'm young, you understand, but I know for the most part what's going on here, okay? Guys are always going to use the benefits of your convenient and consistent intimacy as long as you're available, and then simultaneously go search beyond the land for the next prospect. Now, why is that? Now, here you go. I don't understand. Like, I honestly give him everything. Like, I'm there like 3 times a week. And like, I even have like a designated day. Like, I don't understand like why he's treating me like this. Like, I'm so done with him. Oh my God, hold on. He actually texted me. Like, I don't know. Like, he's asking me if I'm available on like Thursday now. Like, normally I come over like on Wednesdays. Do you think he wants to see me like twice this week, like 2 days in a row? Like, you see, like, this is the type of stuff that I'm talking about. Like, he's totally playing with my feelings. Stop. Like, really, like, I need you to wake up. I need you to stop. Okay? Stop letting these guys and stop letting yourself let these guys. Okay, let me rephrase that. Stop letting yourself let these guys do these things to you. Because when we actually sit down and understand, holy crap, I was just played. I was cheated on. It's fine. It's fine. I'm great. Don't talk to me. The thing that we actually realize is, dang it, everything I thought he was doing wrong, I was right. Then you start feeling stupid. So that's what comes afterwards. It's not only, you know, this other clown, but it's the fact that you allowed it to happen. It's the fact that you let it go on for so long. It's the fact that you ignored your own intuition and you put this other person's needs out of your desire above your own. Meanwhile, the entire time, he's compartmentalizing you. Whether you stay or go, he doesn't really care. Or he just doesn't really care enough. And either or, they're both bad. So you need to decide, okay, today, tonight, right now, am I going to continue to let someone compartmentalize me in anything other than the wife or the girlfriend? Am I going to continue to do that? You know, because I want you ladies to also start leaning into your intuition, because too many of us ignore it. You know when something is funny. You know when games are being played. You know when you are being played. You know when things don't make sense. You should not be spending majority of your day, okay, on your Finsta account stalking the other girl to see if she's hanging out with him that day, if she's at the next event with him, if she's, you know, anything with him. Okay, you should not be checking his Instagram to see what he added to his story, to see if he's gonna post her, because he hasn't posted you yet, and you're just trying to figure out who was that girl that commented on his photo. Do you need the drama? I mean, for God's sake, it's like, you know, when you're in high school, like, that's like the thing, that's like the social norm, right? But when you're in your 20s, it's kind of, it gets old, and it gets old fast, okay? This situation is aging, okay? Do not mistake trust for truth. I trust him. I know he wouldn't do this. Or, worst case scenario, well, I've known him for so long. I know that whatever he does, he's being safe. He would never put me in a harmful position. Why are you giving anyone that power over you? So you know this guy's sleeping around, and you're gonna leave your health up to his discretion? Well, he told me that he doesn't sleep with girls that sleep with other guys. Oh, wow. You're really a different one, aren't you? Okay. No. Enough. It needs to stop. You don't feel good when you go home at night. You're not happy. You're not happy. Enough. Enough with the lies. It's so funny because fundamentally, men can't multitask and women can, but men can multitask with women, and it's harder for women to kind of multitask with men. So it's harder to get a woman to date multiple people than it is for a man, essentially. And because men, you know, typically have the ability to look at things from an objective perspective, they are able to just look at the logic.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.